Hello, this is Moll speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 21st of December 2017, and this is the... Sorry, just thought I'd seen a car that would have been helpful. Today is the... As I said, the 21st of December 2017, and this is the 712th Moll Out Loud, I think. I'm trundling along Lansdowne Crescent. I'm just about where the taco van used to be, and I'm pulling along a high chair. On one of those old luggage carriers that we used to have before they made the brilliant invention of suitcases with wheels. This particular luggage carrier used to be my mother's, and she sort of made adjustments to it. She's made a webbing of string between the bars so that things can't slip through. And I've been using it for years and years to carry completely different things around in it, unluggage things. And a high chair, which my neighbour has given me and which I'm trying to send up to the north of the state for my grandson. And I was in the cafe today, and someone very kindly said that they would take it to Launceston because they were going up north on Christmas Day. And so I said I would deliver it to their house, and they were going to be there in 20 minutes. It's now about 3/4 of an hour since then, and there's absolutely no sign of them, so I wasn't sure whether I'd got the address wrong or whether they'd forgotten and just gone out somewhere else. So I'm now trundling the high chair back home again, and I hope I can find some way of contacting them in due course. Anyway, I feel a bit self-conscious with this contraption, especially as I've passed some people going in both directions. There is a man who lives up in Poets Road. I shouldn't really identify it quite as closely as that, but who wears amazing clothes every day. He sometimes has a sort of 18th century soldier's outfit with red coat and so on, and he always pulls very, very colourful suitcases. So I'm just going to be another person like that, carting this thing about. I'm wondering how noisy it is for you. I'm hoping that I am standing between it and the racket. It is quite funny, actually. I left a note on the door that I think was his place, and I'm just wondering what someone will make of it if it's not, if it's somebody else living there. We'll see. I can see us kind of crossing paths. I'm really glad that I'm about to be going downhill because it's quite heavy. There, now, downhill run. I'm going to pause this now so that I can talk to you in quiet when I get back home. It's a really lovely cool day today. A bit windy, but I always feel so much better when it's a bit cooler, and it is. It is cooler. I'm glad I didn't just do that walk in the heat. So I'll talk to you a little bit later. I'll just pause this. Hello, I'm back home and a bit calmer here, and it's a couple of hours later, or maybe at least an hour later than when I was last recording, as I was hauling back the high chair. And I've just been sitting quietly, really, and doing a little bit of this and that. I feel as if I've been a bit distracted all week, but this afternoon I did find myself getting more engrossed in my novel again. I think maybe today is the only day that that's going to happen, but it was nice to do. I started doing some visual sketching out, and I forget how much it helps me to draw things rather than write them, and I can somehow see patterns better when that happens. Sorry, I seem to have developed my cough again, which I thought I had got rid of, but I haven't quite. I'm going to send with this podcast a little snapshot of some of the sketching I've been doing. It's diagrammatic, not beautiful, but sometimes that sort of brainstorming with stick figures, really, and thoughts and question marks is such a clarifier. So I'll just send a bit of that along with this podcast, and then I'm going to be settling down to find a number of quiz questions. It's the birthday of the owner of the Lansdowne Cafe, where I go each afternoon, and when he can, he takes part in the quiz. So a few of us thought it would be nice to have a quiz that was tailored for him tomorrow. And although we've got no guarantee that he'll be able to join in because it's very busy at the cafe at the moment, at least we'll be prepared. And I have started doing some quiz questions or compiling them, but it's taking me much, much longer than I expected. Happily, another couple of people who come have just emailed me, or not emailed, have sent me a number of questions that they've thought of, so I don't feel as if I'm having to invent them all. But I think I might go quite late tonight trying to get that sorted. It's very difficult to know how to show your appreciation of a cafe. They are so good to me up there, and I do go and work there most afternoons, and they're fine about me being quietly at a table for quite a long time with a cup of tea, in a way that a lot of places wouldn't be. And of course it's so close, and I feel so fortunate that they are there. So this is really a very I'm not sure whether this is still recording, and if it is, that was a very irritating phone call from somebody I don't know. I am so sorry. I'll see if I can edit it out. I'm not sure whether I'll be able to or not. And I'm going to have to send this podcast as is because it's very near the MailChimp pickup time. I do apologise. I think at this point I had better begin to end this podcast. I do hope that you've had a good day and that you've been able to become engrossed in what you're doing one way or another. And if you're finding yourself not quite able to surrender yourself to it, maybe there are other ways of approaching that work, if indeed you've actually got any time at all to work on your favourite projects at the moment. And if you haven't, I hope that you can just breathe deeply from time to time and know that this Christmas rush, if that's what it is, will pass before too long. Thank you very, very much for listening today, as always, and I really look forward to talking to you again, perhaps more coherently, in the near future, probably on Saturday, definitely on Saturday, in fact. Thank you again, and goodbye.